Welcome to a very special mini-sode of the Popstorian podcast. I'm Ben.
And I'm Chris.
Chris, we've talked about crossovers between pop culture franchises on this show before.
We have.
Recently, Kong on the Planet of the Apes.
Yes, which I still haven't gotten and read.
I'm sure it's coming in the mail.
Ooh. Could that be a certain Christmas gift?
I'm not gonna include any spoilers.
But this show is all about spoilers.
That's true. Spoiler alert, spoilers ahead. So, but your daughter, your yes. illustrious offspring.
So, let me explain.
Came up with a crossover of her own.
My daughter is 3 years old.
Mm-hmm. One of your daughters.
One of my daughters. And she loves to play with dolls, mm-hmm. I guess as any young girl would,
mm-hmm.
or young boy. I mean, I play with dolls, and I'm not three.
I did too. There's photos to prove it. Thanks mom and dad.
Put those on Instagram for us.
Yeah, I'll have to find them.
I have to find those. So we play for Christmas. We got her a Snow White doll, and uh-huh. for Christmas she got me a Batman doll.
She got that for you.
It was a family gift. Uh-huh. Leah, I would imagine, picked it out, but it was from Prudence and Eva as well.
Uh-huh.
And they gave me a Batman doll so I could play dolls with my daughters.
Aww.
It's very sweet. It's very
That's sweet.
Sweet. It is. So,
they know you like Batman.
They do know I like Batman. And they know that I love them very much. All right, so that's the backstory here. We were playing at the kitchen table with our dolls, and a crossover developed. It's called Snow White and the Black Knight. Or Dark Knight. Excuse me. Snow White and the Dark Knight.
Now this is, I predict this will be an actual thing once the Disney juggernaut purchases DC.
Yeah.
We're all inevitably waiting for.
It's true. So
in this crossover, how do the seven dwarves fit in? And how does Robin fit in? Are there like seven dwarf Robins?
Ooh, I hadn't thought of that one. Actually, I haven't really thought of much of this thing, except for Batman being, of course, Batman and Snow right. White helping him fight crime.
Is he like a prince?
Yes.
In this scenario.
So he's already kind of like a prince of Gotham. He's like
Bruce yeah, Wayne, yeah.
He's rich. So he actually has a castle.
Right.
Right.
Pretty much. He's almost there
so he's,
to being
he's,
Prince Charming.
He's, of course, a
anyway.
Prince. Snow White finds him, or he finds Snow White.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how that dynamic would work. But she helps him fight crime. She is in there in the action.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure how the Seven Dwarves think about this. Robin, I would imagine, is kind of jealous, but also happy for his old mentor.
Yeah.
Which Robin are we talking about, though? This maybe
yeah, it's true.
He may have already been Nightwing at this point, so he might be fighting crime somewhere else. But Batman
right.
needs a new apprentice.
That would make sense.
But
because having Robin and Snow White would just be
that would be a lot.
Snow White, Dark Knight. I like that title.
Snow White, Dark Knight, or Snow White in Dark Knight. In the Dark Knight.
I feel like the Seven Dwarves would look good in Bat costumes.
Like the Batmite kind of
yeah.
would look like.
Uh-huh.
Or what do you think of this? Instead of
or they're like little flying squirrels. They have like wings and they
All right. How about this though? Seriously.
Slow my roll, Chris.
Instead of them being allied with Snow White and the Dark Knight, they
oh.
are actually the seven evil villains.
Oh snap.
So there's like Joker.
Right.
Two-Face, Bane. They even sound like dwarves.
They kind of do.
Penguin.
Mm-hmm.
Poison Ivy.
But they could have like dwarf names. Like
like
the
grumpy.
Penguin. The Penguin could be Quacky.
Quacky?
Yeah, because he all right, quacks.
All right, you have to think of a better one than Quacky.
Quacky. The Joker could be Laffy.
Laffy?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, that... And Iceman could be Freezy.
Okay. Instead of like Mr. Freeze or Dr. Freeze.
Right. Instead of Mr. Freeze, he's
Freezy. Or Chili. How about Chili?
Chili. There you go.
He's Chili.
What are some of the other ones? What's one for Poison Ivy? Itchy.
Itchy is great.
That's perfect. See, this is a crossover born in heaven.
It's born somewhere. I don't
know. Born in Gotham. Born on your kitchen table.
It's true. It's a great idea, concept. Disney, whoever's running Disney now. Who is running Disney now?
Who knows? If you're running Disney now, please
listen to this.
Send us a royalty check.
And
we don't need much.
When you finally take Warner Brothers and DC.
Just 0.01% of the gross would be fine.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that.
We can retire.
Just do our silly podcast.
And if you're if you have any good crossover ideas, please share them with us. popstorian@gmail.com is the email address. You can DM us on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook. And we're on YouTube.
We are on YouTube now. Yeah.
I need to get back to that. So thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe, and we'll talk to you next time.
Bye, Ben.
Bye, Chris.